Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 53. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 39 degrees, and on Thursday, sunny with a steady temperature around 43. And in the news for today, Wisconsin has reached a grim milestone in the COVID-19 pandemic. Health officials report more than 9,000 people have died after being diagnosed with the disease. The Department of Health Services notes 41 people died on Tuesday, bringing the total number of COVID deaths in the state up to 9,019. The seven-day rolling average continues to fluctuate each day, hitting 14 on Tuesday. Wisconsin crossed 8,000 deaths on September 15th, meaning it took about 2.5 months for the state to accumulate another 1,000 coronavirus-related deaths. That from a report shared by WMTV News in Madison. The Vernon County Health Department, in its now daily update, is reporting as of Tuesday that the number of confirmed COVID cases is rising. There were 50 new cases reported with one new hospitalization, but no new deaths reported this week. The community spread is rated at very high. Most of the new cases locally are being attributed to the Delta variant for COVID, as no cases have been found to be from the Omicron variant. On Tuesday evening, the Viroqua City Council met to discuss the current status of the Diversity Advisory Board and made the decision to dissolve it while beginning the search for an outside consultant to guide the important work of supporting diversity, equity, and inclusion in the city. Council members have been concerned for the safety of advisory board members, some of whom received threats from members of the public following an open meeting in October where Viroqua police matters were discussed. The appearance of the thin blue line insignia appeared on the public safety facility on the east side of Viroqua where the new police station is housed. The logo also appeared on squad cars and badges worn by the police. Chief Rick Niedfeld informed the viewers of the advisory board meeting, which was held on Zoom, that he supported the logos and said his officers viewed it as a mark of solidarity. Members of the advisory board voiced that it was a divisive symbol to many of the members of the non-white community and it should not appear on city property. The Zoom meeting became heated when several Thin Blue Line supporters began to use disparaging language towards board members, and Mayor Karen Mitchell had to step in to redirect the meeting. Public disputes spread to social media following that meeting. A Back the Blue rally by police supporters drew around 70 people who displayed Thin Blue Line flags in a lineup on Main Street near the county fairgrounds in mid-October. Citing the fact that the city has to follow open meetings protocol according to state law, the personal safety of advisory board members comes into play because their meetings need to be public and open to anyone who wants to attend. Mayor Mitchell said that she has been trying to work with the advisory board to receive input as to how they want to proceed, but that communication has been difficult. The idea of hiring an outside consultant came from the mayor, who said the city council will need to take steps to work out any budgeting concerns and will follow proper channels before any search becomes active. She also said that the council should consider sharing the cost and workload with other area towns who may want to add diversity training. WDRT has been following this story and will continue to report as it develops. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.